Okay, so we're on to the Shloshim Yom Kodem HaChag. This is Hashem, and we want to learn the Pirush of the Gra on the Haggadah Shel Pesach. Now, I will say one disclaimer, that the Haggadah Shel Pesach HaPi, the Gra that I'm using, is this one. This one is in Pirush of the Gra V'Talmidav. So there's a lot of Torah from the son of the Gra, Rav Avraham. It's called the Pirush is the Be'er Avraham. It's a lot of Pikabala, that one, that Pirush. And a lot of the other Talmidei Agra are in here. Some of the main ones are his Mechutin, the Rav Avraham Danzig, the Baal Chayadam. Then there's a Menachem Mendel Shokolov. So he has a lot there. Obviously, Rav Chaim Volozhiner. And those are the primary. And then there is a nephew of the Gra, Reb Gershon, the son of Reb Avraham. Reb Avraham, the Gra's brother, who wrote the Sefer Malos HaTorah, he also has Pirushim in here. So we don't say, which, you know, we may include some other things in there. So I want to start off with a vart from the son, from the son of the Gra, beautiful vart. He says that we in our tefillahs call Pesach Chag HaMatzos, but in the Torah, it's what?
Is that the Kedushas Levi thing starts?
Yeah, probably. Tam Lashino Yashem, I don't know about it. We call Pesach, but Lemaisa it's called Chag HaMatzos in the Torah. So he says in the Torah, who's talking? Kadosh Baruch Hu is talking. So when a Kadosh Baruch Hu is talking, he's Meshabeach Klal Yisrael. So what's the schos that Klal Yisrael did to bring the Nes of Pesach? Matzahs, they had bitochin. They left the chachrei b'midbar. They made the matzahs without chametz, right? So memela, we want to focus on the godless of Klal Yisrael. So Hashem says it's chag matzahs. Let's focus on the godless of Klal Yisrael. But we want to focus on the godless of Boir Olam, and therefore, since we want to focus on the godless of the Boir Olam. So Memela, for us, it's called Pesach, because that focuses on the fact that Kadosh Baruch was Pesach, about the Bnei Yisrael, and he saved us from them. So therefore, we focus on Chag HaMatzos, and Chag Pesach, Hashem focuses on Chag HaMatzos. Okay. So Kadesh, Orchatz, Yadua Gra, that Orchatz, you wash your hands with a bracha. You wash your hands, karpas, with a bracha, because the Gra Shita was that the whole year, Davar Shetibuli B'mashke, is a mechayv to make a bracha. Memela, you would make a bracha of you make what? Yeah, now. The Chayadam brings a remnant to this. It says that according to the Gra, Yirmiyashev Azach like this, that you should have seven brachas. You should make seven brachas before you eat the matzah. So what are the, according to the Gra, you have seven brachas. What are they? Hainu, anati al sedayim, you make one anati al sedayim by karpas. You say bar pri adama. Kiddush is three, Bar Piragafen, Kiddush Achyanu, Asher Galanu, and then you make the Bar Piragafen and the Kusheni. The Klal Kol Brachos Shalel Pesach, Hein Chesyod, there are 18 Brachos. Okay? Now, you're also making on a Tiyas Yadayim and a Moiti, but I guess that's all part of the Chiyas Matzah. So before that, you got to, now, why in the world should you have to make seven Brachos before? Because Sheva Brachos, Vada, Sheva Brachos. So Shabbat Brachas, what does the Gemara say? Me, Sha'oichal, matzah be'erev Pesach, doymel kimi sheboil arusasi befonov. Eating matzah before Pesach is like arusasi. So you have to turn the matzah from arusasi to nisuasi. So you have to turn that over with shavar brachas. So in order to eat the matzah b'teres nisuin, in order to eat the matzah b'teres nisuin, you need to make a shavar brachas on the matzah. So first, you have to make seven brachas. Now you're ready to eat the matzah. Now you go ahead and wash. That on the tzil sedayim is part of the chilas matzah already. So then you wash, then you make on the tzil sedayim, on the chilas matzah, and amoitzi. But the maisa, you have to first turn it into nisuasa.
Yeah, but seven brachas is always after the nisuin.
What?
Seven brachas is... seven brachas is like both. Okay.
Like by the chuppah.
Yeah.
Right. So memela, you make the shavu brachas kalab loy bracha. The Gemara says you're not supposed to have. So you're going to eat the matzah. You want to have a shavu brachas. The remez is brought from the Levush already. I don't think it's only here. But he says according to the Gra, that's the pshat in the seven brachas. And then yisachakul, you make 18 brachas, and fine. But this is the Gra shita that you make extra bracha. Before the karpas, the gross shita is you make that you could take a kezayis, and you don't make a bracha achrayna. Okay, even though it's machlokes, whatever, and the gra holds that you should have in mind to be moitzi the mar, and it's not a safek zvadei. Meaning, I think the gross shita is that you make a bracha on the mar otherwise. Okay, fine. Now, so. Yachatz. What the girl's yachatz? What? Real quick. Kaddish or yeah. I mean, talk a lot about it. That's the girl's shita. What's the girl? Kaddish or yachatz. What's the girl's yachatz? Well, the girl only had two matzahs, not three. The girl doesn't have three matzahs. Where's three matzahs come from? There's no Gemara that says anything about three matzahs. It comes from the Arizal. It comes from the Rishonim, that's the truth. But the Gra held to make two matzahs, like every Shabbos, like the Mishnah. So there's no middle matzah. So if there's no middle matzah, that's a problem, right? So Memela, the Gra Shita was that you do the act on the top matzah. And then Lech Mishnah. The din of Lech Mishnah is it sinks on Pesach. The Prusa is the mitzvah sayoim, so it blabs like a shalim. I mean, you mekayim the mitzvah of Lech Mishnah with the Prusa, because that is the mitzvah sayoim. Mitzvah sayoim is the Prusa. So it's not a stira to Lech Mishnah to have a Prusa and a shlema. And memela, you don't need three matzahs. You break the matzah, and you're mekayim. Lech Mishnah that way, okay? It's just, you know, I'm not sure. I've never seen anyone do two matzahs. No. Right. So I don't even. I'm not sure that the real Gronix do it either. I'm not sure. I've never actually seen it, but that's what he says. And then you put away the bigger half, etc., and then you're left with two matzahs. Okay. Fine. Now, into Magid, the first thing we always say in Magid, so we say, let's get straight into it, is Halach Ma'anya. So, there's a lot here, but he is a long shtickle here. Well, let's just go through a little bit one at a time. So he says, the ha lach ma'anya. Ha, hey Aleph, spells the letter hey. Hey is what makes it lach ma'anya, because we actually had this gra in Purusha Agadas. That the Gra says that the chiluk between chametz and matzah is that they both have a mem and a tzadi. The chiluk is that by chametz the ches There's a ches, and by matzah it's a hay. And what's the difference between a ches and a hay? That right. The difference is that the ches is where the leg draws up, which is a krech of Esav, blocking up the path. And that little hole between the hay and the ches, the Gemara says that's the path of tshuva. So when the Sa'ar Shabi'isa grows, then what happens is that it doesn't allow for you to do tshuva, because what blocks us from doing tshuva is the gaiva. The gaiva makes the little piece of the hay grow to the ches. So the what makes them lachma'anya is the hay. That's what the Gemara says. Hay is lachma'anya. And I guess it's a rem is a little bit based on the other gra, is that it's the lachma anya, there's two parts to matzah, right? All the first mask, is it the lechem of the geula or is it the lechem of the achna, of the poverty? Of course, this is very good because the hay is where you remez, which we have a remez to the achna. And the achna, as opposed to the shoshvisa, it's going to allow the person to do the tshuva properly. The next shtick on halachmanya is out of this world. Mr. Shem, tomorrow we'll help around the next week. Okay?
Or tomorrow maybe on Parsha?
Or maybe Parsha, we'll see. Okay.
Parah.
That's Parah. Okay. Shkarach, everybody say off to a good start. Shkarach, we'll see you all tomorrow.
Are we learning tomorrow, by the way?
Pashtus, yes.
Okay. Shkarach.
Hey, Shkarach.